Casualty.
Can we just not talk?
Yeah. Let's. You already fucking made a noise, goddamn.
I can't. It makes me uncomfortable.
Not making a noise?
Yeah, because then I'm like, how long is this bit gonna last?
Yeah. I wanted it to last for 59 minutes, and then we talked about the TV show for 1 minute.
1 minute?
We just talk about it.
I'll just be like, yeah, I liked it. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that was weird. All right, cool. See ya.
Yeah.
So, hi. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to TV Casualty, the podcast about TV shows I've never seen. Look at that. We already have gunshot noises. This is great. Today, we have a wonderful guest today.
Aww.
My friend, your friend, stand-up comedian. You might know her from being a real piece of shit.
That's true.
Yeah, she's in here visiting from LA. So, how you heard of it?
Hey, you heard of it?
It's Allie Makovsky.
Hi. Wow. So good to be here.
Is it?
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be asked to be somewhere.
To be somewhere. Yeah. And someone's like, can you come here for this thing? And I go, I mean, I have to sit for a while at my home first, though.
Yeah.
It's harder and harder for me to leave lately.
Yeah, I mean, even like visiting New York, like as an outsider, I'm like, but a nap sounds nice.
Yeah. I don't nap that often.
You don't?
No.
I was sleepy from, like, I guess it's not really jet lag. It's 3 hours difference. But,
yeah.
Like, just
it still
waking
fucks you up a little bit.
Well, yeah, because you're waking up early. Because, like, you know, it's early to wake up. So then if I go out early in the morning, then I have to take a nap when I'm here.
Yeah. I don't.
But that was only one time.
I feel like I just don't. I feel like I've structured my life in a way that I'm always. As soon as I like. Don't have to leave my house super early, but then as soon as I leave, I'm not back for 14 hours.
Yeah. When my roommate first moved into my place in LA, she was like, because I didn't have a job, I was like, I got fired as per usual, and she was like, what are you doing? I never see you at home, because I just like, I don't want to stay at home. I have to like leave, and then I don't come back until late.
Yeah. Like at my spoiler alert, I have a day job.
Oh.
listen, I'm not just making money from this podcast about television. That's
hey, you're
bad.
Doing better than me.
Thank you so much. I don't really start until like 11:30 or like noon. So then I leave my house, but then I'm like, oh, it's 2 a.m. and I'm still not home.
Yeah.
And I'll just have not been home the entire time.
Yeah, but that's nice because you don't have to wake up that early. So you can like you can allow yourself to be out late.
Yeah. And then I still sleep too long
of
and
course.
Get out of bed too late.
Of
and
course.
I'm late for my thing that starts at noon.
Yeah, of course. Why would you be on time?
Yeah.
That defeats.
I mean, here's the thing. I work with dogs. They're not going to tell on me if I'm late. They're not going to be like, well, Mike was here at 12:15 instead of 12 o'clock. And I'll be like, well, listen, first of all, how do you talk?
The only way that they can tell on you for being late is if they pee on the floor.
Yeah. And then I just clean it up.
And then you just clean it up because that's your job.
Yeah. Sometimes they have cameras in the house. Though,
oh, really?
Yeah. I got caught. I didn't get caught like.
Fucking the dog?
I got caught fucking the dog, which is...
But did the dog enjoy it?
Here's the thing. No one told me I couldn't.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Where it's like, if you don't want me to fuck the dog...
Then put it in the job description.
Yeah. Say, hey, come walk the dogs and don't fuck them.
And it's like, dogs are pretty fuckable.
Yeah. I mean, they got... They're there.
They got some big old dicks.
They got big old dicks, and that's how. I let them fuck me.
Yeah.
I let the dogs fuck me.
You're a bottom.
I'm a dog.
You're the bottom,
I'm a bottom. I'm the bottom bitch in this situation.
That's cute.
But no, I got caught. I didn't know this guy, because this guy didn't have a camera, and then he put one in.
Do you think he put it in because of you or for outside issues?
He put it in because he told me he put it in because after I got in trouble. He told me he put it in because his landlord was. Complaining that his dog was barking all day. So then he was like taping it to see if it was true or not.
Do you believe that?
I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And he just probably just wants to see his dog. But what he did
But where was the camera?
It was like in the kitchen,
okay.
I guess.
Because when I was little, I used to be nervous that people were watching me pee. Like my grandpa died, and this wasn't like a camera thing, but sometimes I'm paranoid about like cameras in toilets because I watched a Law & Order SVU episode and that happened.
Yeah, but what's his name did that? Chuck Berry.
Oh.
He had the singer.
The guy who said, "Hey, you're crazy, bitch."
No, that's Buck Cherry.
Oh, fuck.
That's the band Buck Cherry.
I like that one better.
Chuck Berry, but he had like a restaurant and he just had like a bunch of cameras in the woman's bathroom and stuff.
Whoa.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about this. Yeah. And he was like a real creep, obviously.
Yeah. I think he's a good guy. You know, I think he's misunderstood.
But when my grandpa died, I was like 5 and I didn't understand how death worked. And so I thought that you just go into the sewage system. And so every time I would go to the bathroom, I thought that my grandpa was down there.
Like watching you pee?
Yeah. And I would like look as I was peeing, I would like look down and be like, "Grandpa."
I know. The guy with the camera, he caught me. I was in his bathroom and he had a scale. So I was like, "Well, I gotta see how much I weigh." So I weighed myself and then I didn't like what I saw, so I took my shoes off and weighed myself again.
Like that was the big.
And I was like, I think these are 50
were you
pound
wearing,
shoes.
Like, Doc Martens?
I think I was wearing concrete shoes. I was like, this has to be why I weigh so much. These shoes
Wait,
are so heavy.
So how did you see that in the camera?
Because the bathroom was off of the kitchen and I just did it with the door open because I wasn't like
you're not
peeing
sure.
or anything.
Even,
yeah.
But the thing if I'm home alone, I would pee with the door open.
Yeah.
When I'm not home alone.
I pee when I'm. When my roommates are home, I pee in the sink to show them that I'm the strongest person in the house.
Alpha.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I have a gorilla mindset. Is that one of those?
I'm not very smart, so I'm like.
Oh,
really?
No. You don't have to be smart to be a men's rights activist. or into like alpha stuff. Yeah, I'm just kind of an alpha male. I'm very strong.
A-L-F-A, alpha.
I just wish I don't wish I was one of those guys, but I wish I could like Freaky Friday with one of them.
What would you be looking for?
I don't know. Confidence, strength.
But is it really confidence?
I feel like, yeah, those guys are way more confident than me.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Like just to like, even just like start talking to people you don't know. Like,
yeah.
Why would you ever do that?
I think it comes from a place of like insecurity, don't you think? Isn't that why people become like macho men? Because they're like afraid of being weak. It's fear.
Yeah, but also I think there's some guys are just fucking meatheads.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the only thing they know is like lifting weights. And
yeah.
I don't think they even think that far into it.
Yeah, I think it's like that simple-mindedness, which sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, I would love to just be like.
But like a good person.
I don't need that.
Yeah,
I don't need to be
a
good person. I can just kind of
coast by.
Yeah, just have my fun.
Have your fun.
Just have my fun. I want to become one of those world's strongest men and start like
in
throwing
what?
Like big rocks over a wall.
Oh, CrossFit. Join CrossFit.
I feel like it's beyond CrossFit. I feel
Whoa.
Like. Yeah, I want to pull a 18 wheeler with a rope on my back.
Oh, just
like
be
that
a
shit.
Just be like a mother whose child is under a car.
Oh yeah, I got it.
That's who you should Freaky Friday with. Then you can pull a big old whatever you said.
That's true. Yeah, I'd pull a big truck off of my child. But I feel like because it's not, it's still my brain. I don't think I get the mom strength. That's the downfall in a Freaky Friday situation.
Hey, is that a name for a comedy show? Mom Strength.
Mom Strength?
Let's start it.
Let's do it.
I won't be here, but.
No, that's fine.
I just want my name on something.
No, you started in LA and just put my name on it.
Okay.
I'm one of the producers.
We'll do a coastal.
Oh, yeah.
Show.
But we'll never go to the other one.
No.
Who has the money?
And we won't actually do it.
No, we just post it. Oh, that's great.
That's a great idea.
We make up...
comedy shows?
We make up comedy shows. We...
Fake lineups?
Fake bars.
Ooh.
You know.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I feel like you just go like... this one's at the 4th Street Tavern.
There probably is a 4th Street Tavern.
Well, you just look it up and you...
I feel like every street has a tavern. What is a tavern? Owls hang out in taverns?
I feel like that's
what it sounds like.
I feel like a tavern is just... They're like, I don't know. What did people call bars when you brushed your teeth with a stick? Like, tavern. All right, that sounds fun. We're the 4th Street Tavern now.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. I think we start the fake show. I think it'll make us seem really cool.
Mom strength
at the fun
and
spot.
And we'll just make every comedian like our Facebook page for it.
Yeah. And then bam, we switch it over and we start a pyramid scheme.
Oh.
This is good. What's a good pyramid scheme?
I don't know. One time, I don't know what a pyramid scheme is, but one time I had an Uber who was playing a video in the back, and I think it was for a pyramid scheme, but I just kind of tuned out.
Mm. My sister was in a pyramid scheme for a little bit.
But the interesting thing is, it's like, obviously this pyramid scheme isn't working because you're still driving for Uber.
Yeah.
It's not the way to get the word out. You should be doing something bigger.
I just mean, like, because they're just, like, a pyramid scheme, it's just basically someone tricking you into selling stuff, and then you have to trick other people into selling it.
Yeah.
And then that's the whole thing. My sister was doing this thing called Thrive, which was just a patch that would give you nutrients.
Oh, I've heard of this. Heard of this.
So brutal.
Oh, it sounds so stupid. And they have, like, weird different, like, patches, and it's, like, the Serenity patch, and it's, like, fuck off.
Yeah, everyone got mad at me at Christmas for telling her it was a pyramid scheme.
Did she not think it was?
I think it's the thing where it's like, I don't know if it was like a placebo effect thing, but she felt like it was working.
Yeah.
So all my family was like, shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah,
she
just
seems
let
happy.
Her be happy.
And I'm like, she's like losing money doing this shit. This like fake patch to be like, this is how you're healthy. And it's like, no, I feel like you're just healthy if you just, like, eat well and, like, exercise.
Yeah, do the things that have been working for, like, a long time.
Yeah, yeah. You know how, like, everyone always got healthy through patches?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, in 20 years, everyone's going to be like, well, I put a patch on, and all of a sudden.
Now thin.
I don't have cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, my lupus is fine because I put a patch on my arm.
And I kept smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. I kept eating cheeseburgers, but I put this patch on that gave me vitamin C.
I lost 100 pounds with the patch.
God, I would love if there was a weight loss patch, like a not smoking patch.
I've recently been wanting to get like very skinny.
Yeah,
but not. I mean, I just want to see what I would look like if I was like skinny to the point where people were like concerned.
I feel like you can just do that in Photoshop.
Yeah, but it's not. I want to feel it. I want to see it. I want to feel it. I want to wake up to it. And then once I've had my fun being like too skinny, then I'll be like, okay, back to normal, because I'm like happy with my body.
Yeah, I would love to know that feeling.
I know,
being happy with your body.
And yeah, and I was trying, like, I bought a scale to like see, and then I was like, it was like up and down a pound every day, so I was like, this is boring.
I think I'm gonna be the first man who starts advertising for a waist trainer on Instagram.
Yeah,
I think that's gonna be my thing. I'm just gonna
wrestlers wear waist trainer looking things? Or are those just, like, back support, like, construction workers and stuff?
Oh, no, those are just, like, yeah, movers? Those are just back, like, back
they
braces.
Look like waist trainers, though.
That would be really funny if every...
I should start an Instagram.
If every mover just had, like...
A
waist trainer on.
And then, like, they took it off and they were just, like, really slim in the waist.
Yeah, they had, like, a sick hourglass figure.
Yeah, just so such curvy construction workers.
That'd be, all of a sudden every mover is super horny.
Yeah,
you're just like, fuck, why do I want to fuck a mover?
Yeah,
I can't believe that those waist trainer things are like real though. Yeah,
and they're not. I don't believe them.
Yeah, what are they just like smush your insides?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like it. I don't support anything that's an ad on, like, Instagram or Facebook.
Oh, you don't like Fit Tea?
Fit Tea, yeah. What the fuck is that?
I think it's just tea. I think it's just tea that makes you have diarrhea.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, it's working. And it's like, just...
I'm thinner.
Yeah.
Because it's...
I'm like, just pick up bulimia. It's the same thing. These aren't healthy...
But you don't have to buy it.
These aren't healthy, real results.
I mean, Leif uses it all the time, right, Leif? Nice. Leif's on Fit Tea, the weight loss tea.
Leif, how many followers do you have?
Couple hundred thou?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Leif is actually an Instagram model. He just doesn't like to talk about it.
I have had friends start taking like really cool, nice pictures of me, and it's really fun because I'm like pretty narcissistic.
Yeah.
And so I like seeing myself and I like taking pictures and I really enjoy it. But then I want to post them all on Instagram and they're hot, you know?
Yeah.
And I get the likes that I want on them. But then I'm like, do people still know I do comedy?
Yeah, that's the weird thing where it's
like, I can't be this hot.
I'm not allowed to be hot. I'm a comedian.
This hot, I am.
I feel like comedians are allowed to be hot or like kind of narcissistic about it once they're famous. Once you're famous, then it's okay.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm for sure not ugly, but my mom my mom said it best one time when I was like looking for yet another job, and she was like, Allie, okay, here's an idea. I know you're looking for a job. Why don't you just start modeling? Because you know how, like, models nowadays, they don't want them to be, like, super skinny or, like, classically attractive.
Jesus Christ.
She's like, you'd be perfect. You have, like, a weird look.
Yeah. You know how you're, like, a fucking freak?
Yeah.
You know how you're, like, a weird freak?
You know how I smoked cigarettes while I was pregnant with you? Well, it paid off.
Yeah. Now you got a weird face.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a weird face.
Thank you so much.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, I don't know. I think like that's like such a weird thing at all, in general, just to like to be a comedian and just like posting things that just aren't
comedy
related, or at least like vaguely being like trying to be funny.
Yeah,
it's just like, what are you doing here?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I last time I was here in New York, I met this girl, and she, like, is kind of a model. I don't know if she would call herself a model, but she has, like, a really interesting look. She's really pretty. She, like, takes pictures. I guess she is a model.
She, like, she, like, gets paid to wear other people's clothes. She, like, has a modeling agent.
So I guess she, like, is a model. Yeah. And she's just so, like, just the way she dresses, the way she does her makeup is, like, so weird and unique. And so when I was around her, I was, like, dressing more weird and unique, and I felt more accepted here in New York. And then when I got back to L.A., I tried to, like, you know, dress a little bit weirder because, like, I find it really fun. And she was like, why can't you just do that on, like, why don't you do that on stage as a comedian? And I'm like, no one does, like, I at least in LA, like, no one does that. And I was like, I want to, but there's just, you know, there's a lot of judgment, which is, like, fine and normal, I guess, but it's like, it's hard because I get so in my head when I want, like, as like, to bring it back, like, when I'm posting pictures that are just like hot pictures of myself, it's like, this isn't comedy, but I also just really enjoy this, and I don't have to, like, work hard for it or, like, spend a lot of time, like, doing
you just
it.
Stand there and someone takes
but I am free. Definitely, like, judgmental of people who do the exact same thing as I do, because I'm like, you're not as cute as me.
the wearing weird stuff on stage, it's like a thing where it's just like, because people don't know, it's, you know, unless you have, like, fans, you're just doing comedy for people who want to see comedy. So then they, like, don't know you, so they don't know your whole fucking story. So then you have to be like, you have to, like, explain what you're wearing. And you're like, I don't want to have to write a joke about this shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, then you become a prop comic.
Yeah. And then it's like, what if the joke's good? Then you got to wear the shirt all the time.
All the time, yeah.
There was this dude when I started comedy on Long Island, which is the worst sentence in the entire world. There was this dude at open mics who had a shirt, and it was the McDonald's logo. But then it said McPussies.
No.
Yeah. And then he had a whole joke about eating at McPussies. But then he had to wear the shirt
every time
he wanted to do the joke. And he did the joke a lot.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It's probably his best joke.
It was, I mean, in context, probably.
Yeah.
Like, his best joke.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a good joke, best joke for sure.
It shouldn't have been anyone's best joke.
No,
it shouldn't have been.
Shouldn't have been a joke.
A joke,
whoever made that shirt.
I think it was just him. I think he just, like, got it printed up somewhere.
No, it's not.
Or unless it was, it'd be even worse if he got it at, like, Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah.
And then just, like.
And then he was like, you know what? I love this shirt, and it would actually be a great joke.
It's so, you know what? If you just wear a funny shirt on stage, people already know you're funny. So then that's half the work done for you.
Yeah, just don't talk about it. Let the people read. Yeah,
I just go up there with a Who Farted shirt, and then people are like, now this is a comedian. Now
this guy gets
Yeah. I got a shirt that says I'm with Stupid, and it points up
and down.
I mean, yeah. Oh man,
that one says I'm with Slightly Stupid.
The band.
Yeah.
There was a kid in my high school who had one of those shirts with the arrows, and it said the man, the legend. And I was like,
and then I'm like, I wish you were a myth.
Yeah. I was like, yo, you're 16. How is your dick a legend?
Yeah. Like,
what if
you can't be a legend after having sex once.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
That's like one story.
No, I was.
That's one story.
I had sex once.
Whoa.
I was a legend.
I thought you were a virgin.
Oh, fuck.
Foiled.
Shit.
Straight up foiled.
Now, which one is the lie? Am I a virgin, or have I at least had sex one time? We'll never know.
I think you've only been fucked. You've never had sex, but you've just been
fucked. I got fucked by a dog.
Oh.
I fucked, and I got caught.
If you were to get fucked by a dog, which breed? I know, tough question.
I don't know. I don't want to.
A lot of hot dogs.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
What kind of dogs are hot?
Like a Great Dane, a powerful Dane.
So you like a short hair. You don't want a long hair. You don't want like a golden retriever.
No, I don't want it. I don't want to get shed on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be the worst part of having sex with a dog, if they got their hair on you.
Yeah, that would be.
And not that a dog was fucking you.
Yeah, what if I'm allergic to the long hair?
Then you got to... You have a hard life ahead of you.
Yeah.
If you're allergic to a dog with long hair and you Beethoven. Also like to fuck dogs.
That's a long-haired dog.
Yeah, like a super
dog.
That'd
be DTF.
God. I can't talk about having sex with dogs. Okay. One of my job is walking dogs.
Okay.
It's like a real... I hope no one whose dog I walk listens to this, but also...
It would be so funny if they actually took it seriously.
Like, no, he fucks my dog.
Is and Andrew go, no. Collins the one who posted about fucking the dog?
I think so.
Okay. I like that post.
Listen, a lot of people are talking about fucking dogs lately.
I know. I talked about it on Casey's podcast last night.
Oh, they love talking about
I
fucking
know.
Dogs.
They, I was like, ah, I won't say it. And they were like, say it. And I was like, okay, I wanted to.
Yeah, they fucking.
Cause it I felt nice to get it off my chest, you know?
I live with Will, and he brings that stuff home, talking about fucking dogs.
He brings it home.
He brings work home sometimes. Oh. But great. We can talk about fucking dogs all day long.
We could.
But
I could.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You actually text me about it pretty often.
Oh, you're I like, was like, do I really?
You're like, I just saw this dog. I want to fuck him.
Yeah.
But we're also here to talk about television, right?
I think so.
Probably. So the TV show that Allie picked, even though I don't know why I always hold it in such suspense, because you can hear it. You can see it in the name
in the
of
name,
the episode.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of fun for Leif. I don't really tell him what we do. So it's like a fun for producer
he looks
Leif.
Excited.
What we're talking about today is The Handmaid's Tale. Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Ooh, spooky, scary.
Spooky, spooky.
Is it the future? Is it the now? Is it 10 years ago? We don't know.
Well, we kind of know,
it's
I think.
I think it's kind of now.
I think it's kind of, yeah, kind of now, kind of future.
Yeah.
Get you a show that can do both.
Yeah. What do you got? Multiple timelines? We'll take it. Yeah, it's like, I think it's present day, but a different timeline.
Yeah. It's definitely a different timeline, but like,
you know,
not
actually, it
kind of
seems really similar to the world that we live in now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why the show's so good, because people are like, it's like reality TV, but good writing.
Yeah. So yeah. I just don't know why anyone would watch this show.
What? What do you mean?
It was good, but it made me so upset and so sad that I was just like, I can't, why, how could you watch 10 hours of this?
Oh my, I binged it.
What else? Did you kill yourself afterwards?
No. Well, the thing is, you have to let the people know that you only watched the first episode.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I would want to kill myself after the first episode, but I was like, well, I got to keep watching now.
Yeah.
And then when I kept watching, it just gets, you get so involved in these person, in these people's lives, and there's just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just really, it picks up.
I know. I think, like, that's the problem with me only watching one episode, where I'm like, no, but it's just like.
I feel like you should watch the first episode and the last episode.
That's
already then you're
too
like,
much work.
Okay.
That's already, especially if it's a episode, if it's a show that has, like, 9 seasons.
It only has 1 season.
Yeah, but I've done other shows that are much longer than this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so they're coming out with a second season.
Oh, God.
It's going to be so good.
I can't wait to not watch that either.
Oh, come on.
I don't. That's a real problem in my life, where I'm like, as soon as something is not fun for a second, I'm like, why would you watch this?
Yeah.
Why would anyone spend their time watching
this? That's exactly how I am. But I think that there's something like, I mean, just because it involves like a lot of issues that are kind of coming up now in our society, and a lot of it is heavily dealing with women, I think it's more intriguing as a woman to be like, I wonder where they're going to take this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, not that it like, it's not like a... It's not going to, like, predict the future, but it definitely is on, like, a similar timeline. So you're just kind of curious where they take it.
Yeah. just everything about it made me so sad. It made me so upset.
I'm so sorry.
No, it was fine. It was just like, I can't imagine watching 9 more episodes of this. Just like the misery of living in that world.
No, but then there's like exciting moments, and there's like hot sneaky sex, and everyone's sweating.
You know what? That's true. I don't watch enough television that has sweating in it.
Yeah, there's like glowy sweat.
Okay. Then I'm in.
Yeah, get into it.
You know what? The podcast is canceled. I'm going to watch the rest of Handmaid's Tale now. So, sorry. Thank you so much. No plugs and fuck off. And we've never had an ad. So that's the end. No, I don't know. I just like, it was fine. It was like, it's a weird thing to be like, it was good and I hated it. I didn't hate it though. I just didn't like.
You just weren't.
It's just
captured
like it felt oppressive to like the weight of the show. Where it was like, even if I looked away for a second, I was like, I feel like I'm disrespecting this show or something like that. It's like, but I didn't want to like, but I also wanted to keep looking at my phone to be like, not be in it intense world all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. But the acting's good, don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I just like the world that they've created. But I also have to say, it's based on a book, which I have not read.
Yeah. Oh, I've never read a book.
So I'm not sure how close it is to what the actual book is. But I just find it so interesting that they could create this whole world for a TV show and it feels real.
Yeah.
Like totally real.
Yeah, because it's like, it's kind of science fiction, but not really. Yeah. It's just like, it doesn't go as far as like Star Wars or something. Like, it's like a world we've never lived in.
Yeah.
But then it's like not exactly the world. So you're like, all right, this is like kind of interesting. This is like, I like this. But it's like, you know, just so much like, just like imprisoning fertile women.
Yeah.
And it's like weird, like how the world became, like how most of the women in the world became infertile. I guess in just America.
Yeah, and I think that part is like, I mean, it doesn't exactly say why no one's getting pregnant. Well, I think it might.
At the beginning, they were just like, because of birth control and all the poisons the air and stuff. And it's like.
And that makes sense because, like, you know, with like, I mean, there's so much like toxic air, especially in like New York and LA, that like, that does make sense for this TV show to be like closely tied in with our world.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem out of realm that people are going to start becoming less and less fertile.
I would.
Especially with the food we eat, too.
Yeah, I would love that.
I mean, I don't know anything. I'm not, I don't read.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite things about you. Yeah. How much you don't read.
We're on the same page.
Yeah. I just, I feel like the mass infertility is the only part of the show where I'm like, I get behind this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, overpopulation is a problem, so I wouldn't mind if people were having less babies.
Yeah. Because
we really don't need more. I mean, like a couple.
Yeah.
Like, just to keep it going, but, like, stop more, like, Mormonism. Like, just stop having all your kids and Hasidic people.
I think everyone should have 15 kids.
What?
That's what I think. Just see what happens.
Whoa.
See what happens when there's as many.
A lot of incest.
You know what? I think that's fine.
And the thing is, like with religions and stuff that have a lot of kids, it doesn't make sense because there's always like three that are like, that turn out crazy because they're brought up in such a religious, big household that there's always one with like a disability.
You got like a wonky eye.
Wonky eye. Maybe like a little arm.
Yeah, a Jimmy leg.
Yeah, there's always... they always have one disabled kid.
Yeah.
Because the vagina's just not meant to break it down like that. And then there's always one who's like, fuck the religion, I'm going to Canada to start a... I don't know.
Is that like a weird bluegrass band?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's one who's like a pedophile.
And hey, God loves them too.
God loves them too.
God loves the pedophiles.
But boy, God kids
loves
don't.
God loves the wonky eyed.
God loves them all. But
he loves them
God
all.
Is a sneaky little bitch.
That's always just so weird when you like meet someone and they're like, you like known them for like a while, and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, I was Mormon. I'm one of 17 kids. All right, cool. See you later. And you're just like, you never just wanted to bring that up.
I remember once. It was so like, I don't know about you, but like in elementary school or middle school, those people who like were and like icebreakers, they'd be like, how many siblings do you, or like fun facts about you, and they're like, well, I'm one of 17. I'm just like, that's a thing, like, is that real?
I never met people like that until I was older, because I just grew up like pretty close to here, so then, you know, we had no freaks like that. No.
Yeah, I went to school in Orange County, so there were a lot of religious people there.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we had like religious people, but it wasn't like a thing where it was like, you know, like 12 kids or anything like that. It was just like I had like a bunch of.
And they always have long hair.
Yeah.
Can you not afford haircuts because you had too many kids?
Just grab a scissor and fucking cut it to the shoulders.
They're always so DIY. You know, if I ever were to like really be in a bad place, like say my family all disowned me.
Yeah.
I have no money.
It's going to happen soon.
It could. Yeah. It's not out of the realm.
From all those hot, horny pictures you're posting on Instagram.
I know. My aunt always comments them like shady. My aunt always comments on them saying like shady things.
She's like, oh,
she,
wow.
Like, she thinks she's funny because, like, since I'm a comic, everyone's trying to like be funny around me, but they're not funny. So she'll like make these remarks that just are really bitchy and like not nice at all.
She'd be like, haha, what's up, slut?
I posted a picture of my butt on my birthday because it looked great, and I was like, it's my beautiful ass. I'm posting it. Follow me at Magic Ally Mac. Anyway, so I posted my beautiful ass, and my aunt comments on it, praying that no future employer see this, and then I replied back, praying they do. And that got 10 likes, and I was like, owned you, bitch.
Not yet. I just would be like, dang, that's where shit comes from. That's what I would post, probably, if I was your aunt.
You'd be a chill aunt.
I'd be a pretty cool aunt, mostly because I'm cool as hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but Mormons are, like, chill. Like, if I were to lose everything, I would just try and, like, go to them.
Would you become a sister wife?
I would.
How would you feel about having four other women married?
I'd be so jealous.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I would be so jealous. But it'd be cool, like having a community where we can all talk shit on the same guy.
Yeah. That's just like, I was talking about it on another episode recently, I think, where it was just like, how do you? You have to have so much money to do that.
You have to have so much money, and you have to have really good time management.
Which I don't.
I don't.
I have either of those.
You were late here.
I was late to my own podcast, but in my defense, I left my house late.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
So that's why I took too long getting ready, and I mostly sat.
Good.
And I had to watch this show, and I was.
You
good.
Had to. Come on.
I mean, I had to.
Yeah, but you're choosing this life of TV podcasting.
That's the thing where it's every decision I've ever made in my life has hurt me.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't
self-care.
Really like, yeah, I was like, I don't really like watching TV shows that much. So I was like, let me start a podcast where I have to watch TV shows.
And then all of your opinions are like, yeah, I didn't like it. That's why I don't watch TV.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, who fucking, like, shut up.
Yeah.
This is me unraveling. This is why we can't do this. This is the first thing in the day. Because I'm just like, well, why would I even live anymore? After watching one episode of The Handmaid's Tale, I'm just like, well, I could also die. And that would be fun.
That's whenever I'm watching a movie or a TV show where, like, a character or characters are in a really tough place, I'm like, I would just kill myself.
Yeah.
Why put up with this?
Yeah, I'm not morally strong.
No.
I don't think I would make it in that world.
You don't think so?
I'm not powerful. I'm not rich. They have no use for me, I think.
And I'm my favorite but also least favorite characters are the ones that are like the outsmarting ones. Like they always like speak really well and talk themselves out of situations.
Yeah.
And so I'm like always so intrigued by that character, but I'm like, that's never going to be me. I'm not smart enough to be like to outsmart the smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah. If someone's like, why? Like if you're like trespassing or something, they're like, why are you here? I'd be like, I want to be. That's it. And they'd be like, they'd just like shoot me with a machine gun in the middle of a field.
My mom would always tell me when I was younger, she'd always say, like, you know, honesty is the best policy. Like, you know, you get away with more things when you're honest. People appreciate honesty more.
Yeah.
Like, instead of lying, because people always find out the truth. She was fucking wrong.
Yeah, she's so wrong.
She's
mom,
so wrong.
Your mom's dumb as fuck.
She's so dumb. And it's like, yeah, sure, like, sometimes being honest is good, but there's, you have to have a, see, that's the thing, you have to have a sneaky way of going about honesty.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, I'm honest to a default where, like, sometimes I'll hurt people's feelings because I don't know the nicest way to put an honest thing.
Lying is good all the time.
Lying is always good.
That's my stance.
You know what I learned this year? That being passive aggressive is lying.
Is that true?
Yeah, because you're not being if you're being passive, you're not being honest about how you're feeling. Hmm. And that was like something I kind of like learned. Mm. Yeah, like this year.
Good thing I'm just aggressive and no one likes it.
Yeah.
That's the thing where it's like no one likes it. It's like there's no way to be that ever. That's like such a shitty, dumb thing to say. But it's like there's no one. There, I don't know. It's, I think it's just you are the way you are. This is turning into a weird speech at a middle school. Like there's no one way to get everyone to like you. So just be who you are.
See, but I also don't agree with that.
You know, you don't think so?
I don't think because when I was younger, I mean, I'm still very young, but when I was younger, I used to think like, oh, well, be the way you are, so I'm just going to keep being a piece of shit and like disrespecting my friends and family.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, be the way you are, but also try and better yourself. And
yeah. I mean, it's being nice, but it's the thing where it's like, yeah, don't be passive aggressive. That's, it's like, here's the thing. I'm going to lie to you all the time. I'm going to lie to everyone all the time to make them feel good.
Yeah. Mike's like, oh, I'm going to get to the podcast a little bit early.
Yeah. I'll get there a couple minutes early. And then I was a couple minutes late and it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind. My time is not important.
That's the thing. I don't think anyone's time is important, especially my own.
Yeah, like, my sister is constantly late, and I'm like, you're not that fucking special.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like her thing.
Her thing. Oh, I hate when that's someone's thing.
Yeah.
Is like being late.
She's like, I'm late. And I'm like, we know. You're always late.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's so my
old roommate was like that, where it was like, she would be, like, legitimately, like, 2 hours late to stuff. And I'd be like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it makes me, whenever I'm late, it makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm also a person who, like, wants, I don't want to say I'm a people pleaser, but I don't like making people upset.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go out of my way to be a people pleaser, but I just don't like making people upset.
Yeah, you're so just when, like a nice, it just means that you're like a nice person.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so,
I mean, you're still a piece of shit. But
yeah. I'm a nice piece of shit.
Yeah, you're like such a nice piece of shit.
Oh, thank you. So when I'm late, I just feel so bad. I'm like, I'm the worst person. I'm sorry you hate me now.
Yeah, it was, I've always just been like, you have to be on time for stuff. Like, I would go to, when I first lived here in the city, and even before that, like, when I was still living on Long Island, I would go to, like, punk shows and stuff on my own.
In the city?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like, I've been going to shows for more, like, legitimately more than half my life.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that when it says, starts at 8, that really means starts at 9.
Yes.
Or starts at 10:30.
Yes.
And I would just go and be at the place at 8 anyway. And it just sometimes would just be someone's apartment. And I would just be sitting alone in someone's apartment.
So awkward.
And just being like, well, this is where you live.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
I'm here for the rock and roll music that starts in 3 hours.
Yeah. I was late to a show last night, but also everyone else was late. And there were a lot of people on the lineup. And for whatever, I think I'm just like, I get really in my head. So for whatever reason, I was just like, she hates me.
Yeah.
And like, I have ruined everything. But then my set went pretty well. So.
Yeah. Oh, God. I always, it's very rare that I'm late to a show.
Yeah, same. I'm usually the first comic there.
Yeah, it's because I'm just like, I can't, what if I just always like freak out. I'm like, if I leave too late, I'll miss the whole show if something goes wrong. Because here it's all like horseshit public transportation where you're just like, because I'm not going to fucking take an Uber every time I have a show.
Yeah. And Uber, I mean, there's a lot of traffic in the city, so Uber's take long too. But if it's at night for a show, you're usually fine.
Yeah So it just depends. I'm just like, well, I could spend $30 to get to the show where I'm not gonna get paid anything, or I can just leave an hour earlier than I want to.
Well, it's interesting. You get paid way more in New York to do comedy than you do in LA.
I would love to find these shows where you get paid all the time.
The show I did last night.
Well, yeah, I've done that. I mean,
it's not like you're getting paid much, but like, and I didn't realize that you have to hang out. Like, if I were to have left that show early last night, I wouldn't have gotten my money. They wouldn't have like made an effort to stop me to give me money.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of frustrating because it's like, well, I still did the show and I have other things to do.
Yeah.
So like you should still make an effort to pay me regardless.
I think that every show I do, I should be paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Even if I'm doing 5 minutes, $3,000.
And doesn't it bother you that like, you know, we get paid essentially in drink tickets and we don't drink?
Yeah.
So it's like, just give me like $5.
Yeah, just, yeah.
I don't need soda water with a splash of fruit refreshment.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh man, I took 3 trains, an hour and a half here to get water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, what a payment.
But you know what I like to do? And I forgot to do it last night and there was someone I really wanted to do this to. Is I like to meet someone where I'm doing the show and give them my drink ticket. Like, if they're, like, a cool person, I'll be like, do you want a free drink?
Like someone you're trying to fuck?
No, there was this couple. Dang. There was this couple at the show last night, but they were... Oh, no. They weren't at the show. They were just at the bar, and they were outside smoking, and they were like, what's going on in there? And I was like, comedy, blah, blah, blah. We're talking.
Yeah.
And they were visiting from out of town, and I forgot, but I wanted to just be like, do you guys want a free drink? You're cool.
Yeah. So what you're saying is... No threesome.
No threesome.
Dang.
I know. Threesomes are weird.
Yeah, I have them all the time, so.
You've never had sex, but you have tons of threesomes.
I've had a threesome is just when I fuck 2 dogs. That's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. But no, I don't know. I've never had sex, especially not with 2 people at the same time.
Do you have interest in having a threesome?
I mean...
Because I think some guys are really, like, into it, and then some guys are like, I don't care.
Yeah, I think I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
I think we talked... Last time I was in town, we actually talked about this with the girl that you were seeing.
I think so, yeah. Where's the thing where it's just like...
And it seemed
like,
possibly like a...
I feel like with most of the women I date, it's, like, always... vaguely an option.
Well, I feel like you always date vaguely on the spectrum women.
Like autistic or queer?
Both.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, it's usually most of the women I date are somewhat attracted to women or very attracted to women.
Do you think that you're more attracted to women who are attracted to other women, or do you think that women who are attracted to other women are attracted to you?
I think it's like the type of woman I'm attracted to usually happens to be attracted to women, but it's not like a prerequisite. Like, I don't need, it's not like a thing where I'm like, go out, fuck some other chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's not like what makes me horny, but I'm also like, yeah, this is pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. So we got to talk about this Handmaid's Tale.
Do we?
I mean, not really.
Okay.
But.
Well, see, the thing is, there's a lot of fucking in Handmaid's Tale.
There was only one sex scene in the first episode.
Yeah, and that's the bad one.
It's the really bad.
It's the bad one.
I mean, I feel like there is worst possible sex scenes.
Sure, I think that they do it. I think that they film it the right way. I mean, not that there's a right way to film, like, unconsensual sex, but I think that the way they film it makes it very, like, this isn't fun.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously any sex scene is like a little bit like hot and steamy. And I'm like, yes. Like, I've masturbated so many times watching Handmaid's Tale.
Really?
And I'm like, this is wrong. But like, it's hot. Like,
sex
is just freaking hot. That's my stance. And I know that, you know, they don't like it. But like...
Listen, people don't want you to jerk off to sex. And that's just true.
But here I am.
Yeah.
Doing it. But then there are sex scenes in there where it is very consensual and very hot. And I love the actor who partakes in it.
Is it the guy that she's always like looking at?
The driver, Nick the driver, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. And she like sneaks out of the main house to go to his little like driver house.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting? I went to the...
I feel like that would be my role in The Handmaid's Tale.
The driver?
Like the driver, like the guy. I'm like, I'm not going to be in charge of anything. I'm just going to
drive
some guy around and fuck his sex slave.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, yeah. His pregnancy slave, not even sex slave.
Yeah, because the interesting thing is that the main guy, her man to have a child with, turns out that he's not even fertile.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's him. Yeah, because they had one before Elizabeth Moss's character.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Moss?
Yeah.
Before her character, they had another handmaid, and she couldn't get pregnant, so I think they just, like, kill her.
Yeah.
And so when Elizabeth Moss comes, they're like, we fuck with this bitch. We want her to, like, get pregs.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know, maybe it's the husband.
Oh, shit.
And so that's why she's hooking up with Nick, but she wants to hook up with Nick. So she's like, fuck, yes. And they have to pretend that they don't like it. But then there's other parts where they're like super fucking down.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a weird sex scene where it's basically it's like every fertile woman in America is now like a surrogate for all these infertile.
They're like servants to these couples.
Yeah, to like the rich and powerful infertile women of America, basically. So Elizabeth Moss, it's like a weird sex scene where it's like he's like a commander in the army or something.
He essentially, like in our terms, he's like a government official type.
Okay, yeah.
So he's like on a big committee of like all these white men.
Yeah. And then so basically the sex scene is that Elizabeth Moss just gets fucked by him. Like they have sex so that she can get pregnant, but she lays her head in his wife's lap the entire time, and that I was just like, this is fucked.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because they like made their own rules because they're like fundamentalists, so they're like these really religious people, but it's not good religion, like like it's just like bad stuff, and so they like made their own rules, and they're like, well, we're gonna fuck these women who can have our babies, and I guess our wife has to watch.
Yeah, so they know it's not like just for pleasure.
Yeah, and the interesting because there has to be like obviously no pleasure to it because the wife is right there like, are you liking this?
Yeah,
and
which is like the quickest way for me to become soft.
Yeah,
is to just be like, oh, this is. There's no enjoyment.
Yeah.
No connection at all. Great. Yeah.
And the interesting thing is the wife of the commander.
Yeah.
She's obviously infertile, and that's why Elizabeth Moss is getting boned.
Yeah.
Against her will. And she actually helped the commander come up. She was like she like wrote books about like women and like, before the like takeover happened, where women were like confined and like workers. So she's like pissed because she created essentially this new world and society that they live in.
Yeah.
But she's a woman, so she has like no say. She's never at like the government meeting type of thing.
That's why, because there was like a scene of a big meeting and she was trying to walk in there, and then they were like, all right, we'll see you afterwards.
Yeah.
And then, okay, that made sense.
And like without her, it wouldn't have been a thing. Like she.
A little foreshadowing for that.
Yeah.
I liked the thing where you have to walk in two, like all the handmaids have to walk in twos, pairs everywhere. It's cool, but it's also like an interesting way to be like, okay, this is like a cool way to be able to like push the story along and it's like an interesting kind of thing from the writing standpoint where you're like, oh, this is cool. You can like, you automatically just have this other character who's outside of the house that you live in and you're like, you can kind of interact with the world and stuff like that.
Yeah, because then they do flashbacks from like what it used to be like.
Yeah.
And you can see some of the handmaids who are like, fuck this. Like, I didn't want this to be my life. Oh. I tried to escape this. And they kind of, even though they're being watched by like these eyes.
Yeah.
They're called, they still have to like keep it on the down low that they like really fucking hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's really great like character developments like throughout the first season. Like, the way that the characters change and like what it's really, I really like the character development.
Yeah. There's like the one handmaid who gets her eye pulled out.
Yes. From Gilmore Girls.
Oh no, it was the other girl.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That character is so good.
The one who gets her eyeball pulled out.
Yeah, her name's like Janine something.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just great. For like being disrespectful, like talking. It was like she was acting like a little kid in like a high school class, just being like, shut up, fuck you. And then they pulled her fucking eyeball out. Insane. After they tased her in the throat.
Yeah.
But there's the Alexis, what's her name, from Gilmore Girls. Yeah, from
the
Gilmore
Les.
Girls.
She's
a
Les on the show.
So that was really interesting because that was like a big character development in the first episode. Where you think that like her character is kind of set up to be like the real, like the one who loves the rules and is like very pious and very like prim and proper.
Yeah.
And then like towards the end of the episode, her and Elizabeth Moss's character like open up to each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I thought you were the prim and proper one. Oh, I thought you were the prim and proper one. And it's like, cool. And then she was just like, she like admits that she had a wife and all this stuff. And then they had a kid, like, that their kids get like pulled apart. It's like, yeah, Elizabeth Moss's husband is like murdered in the first 4 minutes of the show.
But wait, that's what you think.
Oh shit. But he comes back?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And because in Canada, like the people are trying to escape to Canada, and Canada is like obviously the dopest, and is like, it kind of is like a parallel to the refugee crisis here.
Yeah.
And so they kind of mimic like, I think it's in the season finale, they show like how welcoming Canada is, and they like give you money and give you clothes to start off with, and give you all these things, and they're super nice, and they have centers where you can like try. Oh my gosh, I just remember.
Learn to speak Canadian. Yeah. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have this crazy scene on the very, well, not on the very last episode, but it kind of builds to this where Elizabeth Moss ends up getting this. Someone's over at her house to talk with the commanders. They're like delegates from Mexico, and Mexico's like, what's going on? How are you guys like, you know, running your country?
Yeah.
And they're like, we can talk to, you know, your family on the outside, because they can tell that Elizabeth Moss like isn't happy there.
Yeah.
And they send her this like this package, and it's all these postcards from Canada, people trying to send their messages over to family.
Oh my God,
I just got chills saying it, because in the show it's just so powerful, and especially the way that it's shot and the colors and the sound.
Yeah,
the music, the composition is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I saw the name of the director, and I don't think I had ever seen anything she had done, at least that I'd know of.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to look up more stuff that she's done, because this looked fucking amazing. Yeah.
And there's certain episodes where it's shot like a little bit differently, where the colors are like more the focus of the shots. And yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. It was like, this was definitely like a, I don't know. The more I'm talking about it, the more I liked it. But
I
think
that's how I felt, is like I didn't really like the first episode, and so then I was like, well, I'll watch the second episode to see. And then it kind of builds, and you're like, well, fuck, this is actually really good.
Yeah, I just think it's like, I guess it couldn't do it right in the beginning, but I think even with like something serious, I like when it has like a little bit of like a little wink. I think maybe that's at the end where like her and Alexis Bledel like opening up to each other.
Yeah.
It was like a little wink, like, oh, a little fun, a little something. You're like, oh, cool. Yeah.
And it's really interesting because I went to the season finale party.
Yeah.
And they premiered the last episode, and it was at this theater, and all the actors were there. And so you're watching it with a group of people. And I never realized how like it has so many funny undertone, like there's a lot of like really funny comments, but I never noticed it until I was with a group of people and we all were like laughing at these like really dark, weird moments.
Yeah.
But the final episode is actually like, there's really funny parts.
Yeah,
and I was like, maybe the other episodes were funny and I just didn't realize it.
Yeah, there's like the one lady who lives at the house, like the chef or whatever, like the woman who's always like telling Elizabeth Moss what groceries to go buy and stuff like that. In the first episode, she's like asking what groceries she needs to buy, and she just goes like, oh, oranges and tuna fish, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
And like walks away, and you're like, oh, this is like a little bit of like, even though it's like a shitty comment to make to someone, it's like, oh, it's like a little bit funny. There's like a little couple. Yeah, I think it's just maybe like how heavy the tone of the show was.
Yeah,
it kind of turned me off, but then the more I talked about it, the more I think I liked it.
And it's kind of like if you're watching a comedy special, it's hard to laugh out loud when you're just watching it alone. But if you're watching it with someone, it's like,
yeah,
you're more ready to laugh. You
notice
it.
Like, need that sense of community almost. Yeah. Because I've never like, even like watch, it's very rare to like watch a video or like anything and just to be like laughing out loud by myself.
Yeah.
So like when I do, I'm like, oh, that means it was very funny.
Yeah. And Handmaid's Tale isn't very funny.
No, but it's not supposed to be, I don't think.
Yeah, but it has humorous parts. And Elizabeth Moss's character, like, when it goes to flashbacks of her before all of this happens, like, she's a really fun,
yeah,
cool, like, girl. So a lot of that comes out in this new society where she has to kind of, like, tame it, but it still shows through.
Yeah. I mean, she is one of the Scientologists that makes me the saddest.
I know.
Where you're like, oh, you're just so good.
Yeah, and it was so weird. So at the season finale, like, party thing that they were having,
yeah,
all the actors were there, and everyone was, like, blowing smoke up her ass. And I was like, are you, like, scared of her? Like, yeah. I just didn't understand the dynamic. I'm like, she doesn't seem that fun to work with.
Yeah, I just think it's, like, because, like, she's the star.
Yeah, so she's the star, and she's great in it, and she, like, I think she directed some episodes.
Oh, really?
And I guess she, like, really, like, taught a lot of the cast a lot, like
a lot about Xenu and Thetans
going clear. Yeah, but it just seemed like a little bit weird where I was like, okay, calm down, everyone.
Yeah, that's weird. I've never been to any. I'm going to a television show finale taping next week, and it feels very, it's like a dumb reality show. And it's
what show?
My old roommate and her boyfriend were just on the show Ink Masters.
Oh,
the tattoo reality show.
Yes.
So I'm going to the live finale next week.
Sure, there's
going
to be a lot of interesting characters.
Oh,
there.
I'm sure.
Just a lot of ink.
Is this going to be so many tat daddies and ink mommies?
Yeah, a lot of muscle
mommies and, yeah.
I imagine.
So there's just like, because it's the thing where they're just like, yeah, you can just invite as many of your friends as you want.
Mm.
So they, mm-hmm. And like my roommate is from Long Island. And we live together there. And so it's just like, oh, like my older, yeah. So it's just like, oh, there's just like 40 of us going.
Yeah.
There's like 40 of our friends going.
Yeah.
To, I don't know, disrupt this live Ink Masters finale with screaming. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I don't know either.
I have to go to some fucking studio in Midtown. I don't know where they wouldn't give me the
address until like day of.
Probably.
Yeah. I wonder what hors d'oeuvres they have at an Ink Masters finale.
Oh, probably nothing.
Probably nothing.
Probably no food. I'm probably going to fucking...
Probably just razor blades.
Yeah. You probably just get to drink tattoo ink.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you get to eat whatever Dave Navarro says is cool to eat. So probably just his own hair.
I miss him. How's he doing?
I couldn't tell you.
Him and... You know who I think about a lot?
Dave Navarro?
No.
Who?
Danny Bonaducci.
Why?
I don't know. Just his name always stands out to me.
It's a fun name.
Danny Bonaducci.
I feel like the last thing I saw him do publicly was... celebrity boxing.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, that was like a weird early to mid 2000s thing, and he got beat up by somebody.
Classic.
Yeah, he got the shit knocked out of him in a boxing ring, I think.
I want to go see, I want to go to Night Court.
Does it? I feel like I talked about Night Court for a long time on this podcast, like the TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we also.
Wait, the
like,
TV show?
Yeah, there's a TV show called Night Court.
Oh.
But yeah, I guess Night Court is a real thing in New York City, and
You can just go. I think I might go tonight after my show, but I don't know what the hour. I gotta look. More
That's the
into
thing.
It.
I also don't know if there's a weekend Night Court. Because usually, if you get arrested in New York City, it's like you're gonna on a Friday, you're gonna sit there till Monday.
Oh, maybe I'll go on Monday. Oh, Monday's a busy night for me. Mama's booked.
So sorry. So sorry you can't go to Night Court.
Assumed I was booked on a show that I'm not booked on.
Really?
And it's like kind of like a pretty big show. And it's on like the poster for...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because someone made a stupid joke and I took it seriously because it wasn't that good of a joke.
Yeah.
That I was booked. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm booked. And then I was like, hey, just following up. And they were like, did I say you were booked? And I screenshot it. And I was like, yeah, but now that I realize it, you might have been joking.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, definitely. And I was like, and it just was mean. It was a mean
message
back. It wasn't even like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was just like, why? Stop asking me.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry. Just not sure. What's happening?
Yeah.
Do I show up? Do I not show up?
I feel like no.
I think that's a fun way to get booked, though. Just assume.
Yeah.
And then just show up and be like, no, I'm pretty sure I'm booked.
Yeah. And then everyone goes, who's this crazy person?
Yeah. And I'm like, let me on.
I want to do the show.
Just give me five.
Screaming.
Yeah. I'll show you the message.
I would love to see the message.
It's pretty
after this.
Yeah, of course.
After we're done recording. Of course. I mean, because you know me, I'm liable to name names on the podcast.
Oh, for sure. Names will be dropped if I show you right now.
Oh, brutal.
A lot of strong words.
Oh, no.
And it's a long thing. You know.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. This show was good. I thought it was really great. I think it's like, yeah. It's definitely a show where a lot of the women in my life were talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think just any woman could really relate to it. I don't think I, like, have met a woman who was like, didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it has such a strong message, and it's not like, what's the word when you're just, like, making big deals out of things? Provocateur, is that the word?
It's not
like preachy or like fuck Trump, like it has like undertones of that, but it's not like so explicitly like fuck Republicans and fuck all this. It's just like lives. It's just so much more about like
these specific people being like, oh yeah, this, like, because I think that this is not, it's like a, it's not possible that a world like this could exist, but it also isn't that big of an exaggeration where you're like, this is so crazy, I can't believe this. You're like, oh, this feels a little too real.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the characters have such different roles in the show that it's really interesting, like, to watch them, like, to see their redeeming qualities and to also see them at, like, you know, their weakest points.
Yeah.
When you're living in a world where you have to be strong.
Yeah. It's, yeah, that's the weird, like, the crazy thing where I'm just like, how are you so, like, strong enough to do this every day?
Yeah.
To live this life. Like, there's some days where I'm just like, my job of walking is too hard for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. When I was watching that, I was like, fuck, I can apply for jobs.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, oh yeah, I can like eat shit a little bit at my job to, you know.
Do you eat shit?
I eat the dog. That's how I get rid of the dog shit.
Oh.
I pick it up with my hand and I put it in my mouth.
Yeah, because I always see it on the floor and I'm like, who's eating that?
And then I walk by and I go, hey, I'm eating here. And then when someone looks at me while I'm eating dog shit, it's like a classic New York moment.
Classic.
I go, hey, I'm eating dog shit over here.
Yesterday I rode the train further than my stop just because I like the train a lot.
What train?
I don't know. I think it might have been like the L or something.
Mm,
I went somewhere past Chauncey.
Oh, that's the J.
Ah. Did Jay-Z get his name from the train?
I think so.
I want to be Ace.
You can just start calling yourself Ace.
Hey, I'm Ace.
Hey, how you doing? It's me. And then I'm going to be boom.
BDFM.
BDFM.
I always think BDSM.
Yeah, it's like a drum. It's like a little drum roll.
Totally different.
No, like a.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Anyway, this is fun.
Yeah. Or, you know what? I'm not even gonna try to say what NQR sounds like. So in my head, I was like, I'll say it. No, I don't say it.
Yeah, when I went to London the first time, I was like, wow, these guys are all racist. Because they kept saying to put on your knickers.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You're like, what? And then you find out, oh, they are racist, but differently.
Yeah. They're racist, but they also love wearing jackets.
Yeah, yeah. It's a racist, but it's the Middle Eastern people and not black people.
Yeah,
not
it's,
that many
weird.
There.
It's weird. It's weird when you go to different places and you're like, oh, you're...
Oh, like, who are you racist against?
Yeah, yeah. What's your enemy here?
Yeah. But I thought it was... I think here's the thing. Here's the things that I think are great in the world. Handmaid's Tale. Yep. Racism. Eating dog shit. Fucking two dogs at the same time.
Whoa.
Hey, that's how I get off. You can't kink shame me on my own podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Also fucking one dog at one time. And that's it. I think those are the things that are good.
It's funny, you know, talk about character development. At the beginning of the episode, you were saying some strong things about Handmaid's Tale, and now you're saying it's one of the things you love.
Yeah, I don't think it's racism, one of
the... Which is very interesting.
Yeah, I love racism. That's one of my big things. but no, I don't know. I don't think it was like, yeah, I think the more I talked about it, the more I thought about it, I liked it. But it just was heavy.
Very
so
heavy.
So I think that it's like this is one of the detriments of like streaming culture now, or like, you know, because this is like a Hulu original.
Yeah.
So it's like all 10 episodes to just drop at once.
Yeah.
So then you can binge them, and it's like, oh, this would just make watching 10 of these would make me depressed. Mm-hmm. So like, if this came out once a week, I think it would be better. Like
you get a break.
You'd have a week to recover.
Yeah.
And then you could binge it afterwards if you want, but it's like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I have. But now if you watch one episode of something and then you don't watch it for a week, it's like, you're not even watching it.
Yeah. And good for Hulu.
Yeah.
I just want to say that.
I mean, I feel like this is the first Hulu thing that people are, like, really into.
It is. The first original Hulu thing. Because they had Mindy Kaling.
Oh.
Mindy Project.
Yeah. But, yeah. But that was, like, that started on Fox.
I know.
So it was, like, not even really their thing.
No.
This was, like, fully, yeah. Because I was going to be like, oh, Transparent, but that's Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon. It's so weird that Amazon has TV. It's weird that they're just, they are like...
They have everything.
They're like the evil corporation.
Did you watch Mr. Robot?
No. But I did see Mr. Robot at a punk gig once.
Stop.
He was just standing there.
Which one?
This
the
band.
Mr. Robot or Christian... what's the... Slater?
No.
Rami Malek?
Yeah, him.
Oh. I love him so much.
Yeah,
I was thinking of doing that as my show for today.
Really?
I guess we'll have to re-record tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I love Mr. Robot. I went to the house that they film at, and it's in Chinatown. And
here?
And Mr. Robot smokes
cigarettes.
And so I was, like, you know, smoking a cigarette outside of the house where they film. And they, like, they redid the house, so it doesn't even look the same.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, smoking a cigarette out front, thinking that, like, I'm Mr. Robot. Maybe he'll come by. And then this guy in a wheelchair goes, smoking is bad for you. I said, so is being in a wheelchair.
Sick burn.
Yeah, yeah, you nailed him.
Because his life's not hard enough.
Yeah.
Don't make me feel bad.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing to myself.
I'm a grown-up.
Yeah. I was 21 at the time.
Which is, you know.
Old enough to buy cigarettes.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God 21-year-olds can buy cigarettes.
We need them. Life is stressful as a now 22-year-old.
I mean, the weight of the world is on your shoulders.
Get it off.
That's what I meant. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
now
get
I get
me
it.
Off.
But yeah, this was great. Awesome. Thank you so much, Allie.
Okay.
This is beautiful. Do your, you know, plugs, whatever. At the end. You
okay.
know how podcasts work.
My Instagram and my Twitter are @magic, @AlimaC, but I'll probably change them again. So just Google me if you'd like.
Yeah.
Allie Makovsky.
Yeah.
I
you're a regular.
I'm a big old idiot.
You're a regular on the Kill Tony podcast, which
yeah,
is very popular.
I do that.
You do stand up on your own.
I do stand up. People think that I like just do Kill Tony, and they're like, keep working. And I'm like, yeah, I fucking do this every fucking night.
Yeah.
But they're seeing me do like a brand new shitty minute, so they're like, oof, she's got a long road ahead of her.
Yeah,
I'm like, come to a show.
Yeah, you have to. That's
watch
the crazy
me do
thing.
A bad 5 minutes.
Yeah, I've been working on this bad 5 minutes for a while.
For 3 years.
Yeah.
And I haven't changed it.
But it's great. You follow her on Instagram for the very horny pictures.
Oh yeah, check out my butt. I got a tattoo on there.
Yeah, go.
Don't tell them what it is.
Go back in time on her timeline and just look at her butt.
Yeah,
just
it's a nice one. In my open.
Just just have fun. Cool. You know, I'm at Micah Brucey on everything. TVCasualtyPod @gmail.com. Hey, maybe give us a little 5-star review, a little, that's a rating. You do a rate, you type a little review. Maybe you can find producer Leif on Venmo and send him $300. I mean,
whoa, that'd be tight.
I'm not going to do that.
You can also find me on Venmo.
Do not give her money.
@AllieMakovsky.
Fuck.
They'll probably spell it wrong and send it to someone who doesn't deserve it as much as I do.
Yes. And Allie Makovsky is spelled M-I-K-E.
No.
A-B-R-U-S-C-I.
No.
And you can send that over to me. And I have all my Venmo.
Hey, I'm proud of you. You could spell your name.
Thank you so much. I really did misspell it on a piece of paper at an open mic last night. but I have all my Venmo interactions set to private, so no one will even know.
I don't like that.
Well, it's just because it's for like I illegally run a business over Venmo.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't pay taxes.
Because you're a dog walker.
Yeah, unless the IRS
obviously.
Is listening, then I do pay
but
taxes.
That's not even illegal. That's like doing a favor.
Yeah.
It's like a job, but it's not like a fuck it. You don't have to get taxes.
I get paid to do a favor.
Yeah, you get paid to do like what a young kid in a neighborhood does for their neighbors.
And listen, are you going to tax people shoveling snow for each other?
No, when it snows? You're just being a nice person.
Exactly. I'm just built an empire on being a nice person. So, yeah, thanks. Follow us on whatever. Please keep listening to the podcast. And also, don't forget to fuck off. Okay, bye.